grove. It wouldn't be an orchard. It would be group, or a group thereof, as here and for stated.
Well, what about the...
From left, from my left to your right.
What about some common varieties of trees growing around here?
Hard maple, soft maple, elm, American elm.
Yeah. Of all sorts.
Poplar, all of the oak trees, from pin oak, red oak, black oak, scaly bark hickory, walnut,
pines,
cedars.
Sycamore?
Yes.
A few sycamore, some cottonwoods, and...
What about the...
Then all of your fruit trees, your apple, pear, peach, plum, cherry.
What about this big tree with the big shiny green leaves and white flowers?
Magnolia. Magnolia is not very heavy around here. There are just very few, and they have all been brought in and planted. Now, we've got some tulip trees out here in our own yard, but that's a...
We also have red bud and...
red bud.
Let's see. White blossom. Early spring tree.
It's not red bud.
No,
I can't think of it right now, so don't worry.
Have you ever heard of a bush growing around here with bright red berries that used to be used by people in tanning leather?
Well, tannic.
Sumac.
Tannic acid, of course, came from the oak tree, though.
Beautiful bud.
Dogwood is what you were trying to think of a minute ago.
Right, dogwood. I bought two beautiful berry pods off of sumac home the other day when I was walking Sam to dry. They're pretty in a bouquet. Dry bouquet.
What about this stuff that'll make your skin break out and itch if you get into it?
Oak poison ivy.
Has what three leaves.
FOE, foe.
What about some different kinds of berries growing around?
Blackberries, strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, youngberries,
dewberries, strawberries.
I've already gone.
Oh, you said strawberries.
And if some berry wasn't good to eat, might be make you very ill. As a matter of fact, you say that berry is
poisonous.
Might be a pokeberry. I don't think we should eat pokeberries.
Does any type of laurel grow around here?
Laurel?
To my knowledge, no.
No.
Any rhododendron?
Laurel is...
Rhododendron is poisonous also.
Rhododendron is... doesn't grow well in this area. It has to be well protected. Herman is the only person I know that has rhododendron in his yard.
This is something that I asked you about in your office. So, a woman who has whose husband has died. She's a
grass widow.
No.
Died,
Bill. It's a widow.
Oh, she's just a widow. Yeah.
A widow.
And a grass widow is
the one whose husband
been divorced.
Could you give me your theory about that?
Well, I told you that in there. I said, I think maybe it's because of the old story about the grass is always greener. I mean, the grass widow. I mean,